I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
If you happen to be having issues with your Apple products, the way to avoid that and fix it, let's go see our friend Tripp and the team at Computer Hardware, just south of 70th and O in Lincoln, also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. They manage all things phones, watches, computers, and more. 45 years in business. Nebraska's Apple Store is Computer Hardware.
Nice. He had that Tripp. Sweet jacket on. When you had sent that picture of Tripp from the tailgate.
The hat was the bigger deal, yeah. Wasn't it?
The cowboy hat. Jacket grabbed me more. I mean, you know why? Probably because it was a blackout and he had a red jacket on, so it stood out. It popped.
So, I wonder how he rectified that.
I think he told me he was not going to wear that to the game. It was purely for the tailgate only.
How about that, Tripp? He thinks of everything.
Please confirm that, Tripp.
Yes.
Computer Hardware, 70th and O here in Lincoln. Now, last week we on the show talked about the blackout. And again, I said it probably, you know, a red out would be cool because it's your school colors. I will admit, it looked cool. It was good. It was fun. I was there. I was in the blackout attire also. It looked cool on TV.
Yep.
Good environment. So the talk has been, is this something you do every year? Or do you change it up? In terms of like doing it, maybe a stripe out, maybe do black and white or black and red. Something.
Okay.
Like, do you get creative with what you do for this one game a year, or is it purely, hey, we'll do the blackout once a year?
It worked. Do it again.
Yeah, I would just, I don't know if I'd change to it, but different things. I like the blackout, and also I like that there were some options to it. You could wear what you wanted, which was black, and it did look sweet. But, you know, I'm so down on the NBA playoffs when everybody has to wear the T-shirt.
Yes.
Everyone gets a T-shirt, and you have to wear the, okay,
oh, no, you don't
we're,
like
we're all this. We're going to stripe it. We're going to do whatever with it. I'm not a fan of that part of it. But one thing Nebraska does is their production level.
Oh, my God.
Is great production. Extremely high.
Oh, my God. It's a wow.
Yes. Like, yeah, it's a wow
it's
factor.
It's a complete wow.
How good they do. They're just first class on everything that they do. I heard on Doc Talk, Travis Justice talking about that. He talked about how well Nebraska does everything. And it was and Rob Zadica and Travis were kind of on our same team. Like
prior to the blackout.
They were kind of like, Rob was still a former player, was still about the traditional colors, how this would like to be. But they all agreed 100% that it was done at the highest level.
That was sweet.
It was really sweet. I also thought Travis had an unbelievable statement. He talked about, what's the name of the trophy between Nebraska and Iowa?
That's the Heroes Trophy,
right?
They
made up the Heroes Trophy, which is for the Heroes. That's a good idea, but he was very down on the trophy, which I kind of agree with as far as like just kind of a made-up trophy because it's only been going for like about 12 years, what tradition, 12 in the Big Ten, something like that. And he brought the idea of a combine should be, the winner should get a combine, and it should be a red and green combine. A red and black combine.
A real combine?
A real combine. The winner of the game gets the combine.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, From book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Maybe you could raffle it off for a fundraiser.
Okay. I like that idea.
But he brought that idea up, and I go, you know what? That is absolutely a remarkable idea. Rather than having the Heroes Trophy,
right,
which I didn't know there was one. I have a picture of myself with it.
Yes, you do.
There's a trophy.
It's a trophy. But instead of having that, if they would, before the game, if a combine would come down out on the field,
oh, sweet,
that would be sweet.
That caused any issues to the turf at all?
I don't know. So. But a combine, if you won a combine.
You're not combine.
Can you imagine if it's next year.
Heavy machinery.
Say it's next year and Nebraska wins. It's like a traveling deal. And you win the combine, you got to drive the combine from Iowa City back to Lincoln. Imagine whipping down I-80 on that thing.
You don't want to do that.
What's the max speed of a combine?
I don't care.
I want to see it. The fans,
imagine, you'll block traffic.
The fans would meet you at the river in Omaha. They'd meet you at the river, and then guess what? The state patrol would escort the combine back into Nebraska or vice. It's a traveling trophy. Travis, you had this idea, and it was beyond brilliant. Yeah, I'm all for it. The traveling combine, and he came up with the idea.
The blackout was a major success.
Yes. Now, people thought, hey, you know, we watched the Tennessee-Georgia game. It was cool seeing the orange and white checkers.
I didn't see that.
That was back in September, a long time ago.
Oh, I did see that.
You watched that. It was an epic game. Tennessee blew. Georgia won that game.
What are you saying here? You want to do that?
The fans, this was a start to something cool. That was a cool look of having checker.
I do like the simplicity of blackout, and that's it. Now, if you say you're going to do it every year, here's what you don't know what's going to happen. All of a sudden, it's a blackout, and you're playing 2-6 Purdue. That's your night game. It's like, hey, we're not going to get night games. So it's got to be a night game.
Yeah, it's got to be a night game.
It's got to be a night game for it to happen.
It does.
And so maybe it doesn't add up that year. This was the perfect storm with great game with a lot of attention.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Great game, a lot of attention.
You can't line it up with certainty, right?
No, because the problem is that Fox might think that big noon kickoff is worthy of the game.
That's a complication.
Yeah, so there's complications. That's why, you know, like a thing when they would do that, was the first one Michigan a few years ago, but between the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think it was Michigan, 2021.
It was epic. It was really good.
Thunderstruck.
It was really good. Problem is now is, okay, what is your between third and fourth? Well, like Wisconsin does jump around. Doesn't matter if it's day or night. They do jump around.
True.
So, but the other part was, it's like, well, we kind of need to be a night game for it to be cool.
Right.
And it's not that cool if it's not.
What about Penn State and the whiteout? Are they always guaranteed a night game?
I don't know if they do it every year though. I think they pick and choose. I don't know if they do it every year or not. But
pick and choose.
You know, they try to make it happen. There's no doubt.
I think that the answer is you got to pick and choose. And if there's an opportunity to do the blackout, do it.
I talked about how the USC uniforms popped so much on TV.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have mind seeing this. And there'll be pushback. I know everything blacked out. Nothing changes. But what if the team still stayed in their traditional colors? Because that red would have looked so incredible.
Interesting idea.
Interesting like that. If you didn't change the uniforms.
I kind of like that, actually.
And then, but you still had the blackout. Because I'm telling you, when I turned it on, the USC uniforms were like, wow. It was a wow beautiful factor.
You could still have the red, the traditional uniforms on a blackout.
Something to consider for next time.
But I think they do it again. I think they do it again.
Yeah. I think they will as well. The Spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.